We're happy to be here. It's nice to see you. Thanks for supporting Farm Aid.
Thank you. This evening on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are celebrating this 5th of July holiday weekend with a broadly based America theme featuring the electronic duo from Las Vegas, Nevada, the Crystal Method. And we've got a couple of tracks from Native American artists. We just heard My Crazy Horse set, all four songs. Three of the songs were named Crazy Horse, and the third one was by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Yeah, so starting at the beginning, we heard from John Trudell, Native American author, poet, actor, musician, and political activist with, Crazy Horse from his Bone Days album. And then got a little bit more hard rockin', certainly more distortion in there with Black Label Society and Zach Wilde with a song called, of course, Crazy Horse from their Order of the Black album. And then Neil Young and Crazy Horse played Homegrown, a song from the Farm Aid Live 15th anniversary album. And we concluded with Apollo 440, the band that does our Tears of the Gods theme song, and their song Crazy Horse from Getting High on Your Own Supply. I'll call that a perfect album. Every song really rocks. Meanwhile, backing me up right now, we've got more Irv Tybell's Thunderstorm and the 1812 Overture as performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. I think we'll use this for our subsequent ambiance too. Yeah, so we've got another set for you that's going to be just about 21 minutes long. And in this set, we're going to be hearing a version of the Star Spangled Banner performed by Jimi Hendrix that I just encountered earlier this year on an album I found around our, right outside Studio A here, a new album called The Jimi Hendrix Experience at the Los Angeles Forum on April 26, 1969. And it's a pretty remarkable album. I want to go and have a Tears of the Gods feature in that album for you. It's an outstanding live album. And, on April 26, 1969, he was well before Woodstock. He was fooling around there with a version of the Star Spangled Banner. And we're also going to hear from Jim Morrison and The Doors again, another selection from that An American Prayer album. This one will be, An American Prayer, actually, the title track. As far as the Native American contributions, we're going to be hearing from Johnny Whitehorse and a track called White Horse Dreaming. And then, he's not an American, that Australian young earth creationist, Ken Ham, a Christian who believes that every word in the Bible is literally true, that it was maybe about 10,000 years ago that God created the earth, and then the Noah's Ark story he thinks is literally true. We're going to be hearing some thoughts from him, entitled America, It's Becoming Like Sodom. Don't believe anything Ken Ham says. I just put him in here to show you the absurdity of the world, although it's easy enough to look at pretty much any media and see evidence of that. And I'm going to conclude with a really rockin' cool cover song that, yes, indeed, I played for you last week, but it is so rockin'. It deserves to be played again on this America theme. But first, yes, first, we are going to hear once again from our featured artists, the Crystal Method. And here is a song from their Legion of Boom album called Weapons of Mass Distortion. Here for you now on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, celebrating America with the Crystal Method, WMFO 91.5 FM.
progress under the stars? Do you know we exist? Have you forgotten the keys to the kingdom? Have you been born yet, and are you alive? Let's reinvent the gods, all the myths of the ages. Celebrate symbols from deep elder forests. Have you forgotten the lessons of the ancient war? We need great golden copulations. The fathers are cackling in trees of the forest. Our mother is dead in the sea. You know we are being led to slaughters by placid admirals, and that fat, slow generals are getting obscene on young blood. You know we are ruled by TV. The moon is a dry blood beast. Guerrilla bands are rolling numbers in the next block of green vine, amassing for warfare on innocent herdsmen who are just dying. Oh, great creator of being, grant us one more hour to perform our art and perfect our lives. The moths and atheists are doubly divine and dying. We live, we die, and death not ends it. Journey we more into the nightmare, cling to life, our passion flower, cling to despair. We got our final vision by clap. Columbus's groin got filled with green death. I touched her thigh and death smiled. We have assembled inside this ancient and insane theater to propagate our lust for life and flee the swarming wisdom of the streets. Barns are stormed, the windows kept, and only one of all the rest to dance and save us with the divine mockery of words. Music inflames temperament. True kings, murderers are allowed to roam free. A thousand magicians arise in the land. Where are the feasts we were promised? Where is the wine, the new wine, dying on the vine? Thank you.
another song that we was all brainwashed with. Remember this oldies but goodies?
Became unblushing orgies.
Absolute mayhem. Lock up your daughters. Nobody's safe.
America, it's becoming like Sodom.
Answers with Ken Ham, whose ministry has opened the High Tech Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Over the 30 years I've been involved in this ministry, I've stated time and time again that when a nation abandons the Word of God as the absolute authority, we'll see Christian morality collapsing. And sadly, America has largely given up on God's word as authoritative, particularly the book of Genesis. Today, the origin and meaning of marriage, one man for one woman for life, is in Genesis. Anything else is a perversion, like the law on homosexual marriage passed in New York this summer. Romans chapter 1 describes the increasing homosexual behavior as a consequence of rejecting God, and this is exactly what's been happening in America. You know, years ago in America, people understood that homosexual behavior was sin. But today, Christians are now being persecuted for preaching this biblical message. The only solution is for our nation to return to the answers in Genesis concerning marriage and obey God's laws.
As we begin to close out the week, we hope you'll call and receive our 95-page pocket guide on some of the social issues of the day, such as homosexual marriage, abortion, racism, and more. For some great reading, call and make a donation of any amount. Toll free, it's 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.
Party down, we're an American band.
This evening, we are celebrating the 5th of July weekend with songs about America, featuring the American electronic duo, the Crystal Method, as well as some pieces from Native American artists. We began that last set with our featured artists and their song Weapons of Mass Distortion from that Crystal Method's Legion of Boom album. And then it was Jim Morrison and the Doors and the title track from their An American Prayer album, followed by Native American Johnny Whitehorse and a composition called White Horse Dreaming. And then going back to April 26, 1969, in Los Angeles, Jimi Hendrix and his experience with a live version of the Star Spangled Banner. A little warm up for Woodstock a couple of months later. And then we heard from that crackpot young earth creationist Christian Ken Ham. A piece called America, It's Becoming Like Sodom. And I play that, certainly not because I agree with it, the Chuck Hughes disclaimer in my show intro about the views and opinions not necessarily representing those of Tufts University, WMFO, or this show's producer. That'd be me. But I like to give you a lot of different views. Often, they contradict each other. Compare and contrast. So, we got some more of this 1812 overture going for us right now, and some more rain. Let's see if it's going to storm when I need to go back in 20-something minutes to my home. But in any case, we've got one last set for you this evening. And of particular note, we're going to hear a Chuck U sonic montage with Abby Hoffman and Charles Ives called God Bless America from Chuck U's Family and Friends America CD release. And we're also going to hear a jam with Santana and POD called America. And let's see, depending upon how much time we have, we might get a little Super Tramp. But one thing that I can say for sure is that we are going to start off now with one of the best ever American artists, Stevie Wonder. And here is a track from his Inner Visions album, Jesus, Children of America. Here for you now in our final set, the Tears of the God sound collage. Celebrating America. Jesus loves you.
Jesus, children. Hello, children. Jesus loves you, God, America. Are you hearing what he's saying? Are you feeling what you're praying? Are you healing, praying, feeling what you say inside? You'd better tell your story back. And if you like it, it will come to pass. Are you standing for everything you talk about? Seek transcendental meditation, speaks of inner preservation. Transcendental meditation gives you peace of mind. You better tell your story fast, and if you lie, it will come to pass.
know what that fabulous man just did? He gave the Springfield Zoo 2 male pandas and got them to mate successfully.
Okay. Did you get a pot picture? America.
God bless America. And I'm not bored with the USA yet. And if you're not bored with the USA either, then we invite you to stay tuned for our second part of our July 4th special, coming your way in just a few moments over most of these stations.
Remember to lay off the needle drugs. The only dope worth shooting is Richard Nixon.
What about Ronald Reagan?
You laugh now, but that's 5 years in jail. Wait a minute. You ain't gonna be laughing.
America, America, will you come back to me, baby? Please don't run away, don't let me go. America, America, can you get back to me, baby? Please don't run away, I need you so.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's been a sound collage. Here. Every Friday evening from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. In that last set, we heard from Stevie Wonder and Jesus Children of America. Then Abby Hoffman and Charles Ives and a Chuck U Sonic montage mix called God Bless America. And then POD and Santana collaborating America from the Shaman album. And then it was Super Tramp with Breakfast in America.